I'm thankful tonight for how the services are going. I tell you, you just don't know how much sometimes it means when the Lord just comes by and lets you know you're in the right place and in your scripture that's on your heart. And I'm gonna read some things, and I appreciate Aiden minding the Lord tonight. He truly hit right on where the Lord had our heart tonight in a lot of ways. I believe I'm going to start reading. Over here in Matthew, 15th chapter. And I'll start reading about the 21st verse and just pray that we'd get out what the Lord's got on our heart tonight. What Aiden and read, and like I say, goes right along where my heart was at. I was just thinking on faith tonight. Truly, we may get into some of the 11th chapter of Hebrews. I know that's a very familiar, and I tell you, it won't ever get preached enough. You know, the faithfulness of some of God's people through the years and how it's stood the test of time. You know, Aiden mentioned, and I'm just going to take my time. Aiden mentions, you know, how a lot of times that people will say the Old Testament, you know, don't have nothing to do with today, what we're doing. Do you read that 11th chapter of Hebrews and tell me it don't? Tell me that the Old Testament don't still have bearing on us. Well, then why did he pin down the accounts that came from the Old Testament? Michael Banks had a man stand up while he was preaching one time. He was preaching from the Old Testament. He told him, he said, that ain't the Bible. He said, that ain't what we're going with like that. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you can stand and fuss against it all you want to. Don't change what it is. That Old Testament still has bearing on us today. And one of the greatest ways that it has bearing on us is it lets us know that faith works. You understand, me and you has an indwelling spirit. Of course, when we get saved, we accept Christ through faith. And we believe in Him through faith. And that's how we come to know Him. But after that, we receive the indwelling Spirit of God. And our faith can be renewed or brought stronger in our life through those things. Just think, these people back in that day there, they didn't have that indwelling Spirit. They truly trusted in God, and they felt the power of God. They felt the Spirit of God, but it was not a continuous thing that was indwelling and living in them. But you think about their faithfulness. And just when you start getting down, go read the 11th chapter of Hebrews and truly see what faith was. They died not yet receiving the promise in that day. But it's like I say, there's just been a whole lot there on our mind with a lot of the things there that Aiden opened up with. But the 15th chapter of Matthew, 21st verse, he said, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan out of the same coasts," there came a woman of the same, let me back up. "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. And he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And I got to thinking on that scripture right there, and then there's some other scriptures we may read just a little bit here in just a little bit, if the Lord allows. But I got to thinking about this woman's faith as she come to him there. And in this day, you know, the Canaanites and the different ones, you know, they didn't have a whole lot to do with the Jewish people and these things. And here come this woman out of Tyre and Sidon there around in that area. There's a Canaanite woman, and she come unto Jesus, a begging unto him for her daughter, and the spirit that was on her and these things, and was asking the Lord to help her daughter. And as you read into that, you know, you might think, well, why was the Lord doing the way he did? Because it said when she first come to him, he answered her not a word. He didn't say nothing. And she continuously kept coming, begging unto him. And as he done that, I thought about, like I say, if you just know how right on line you were this night in the scriptures that he was talking about, and how that he said, you know, how that he said you prayed for your friends, and he said I'm not going to lie, there's been a few. He said I gave up on them. I gave up. He said he gave up, but he's still praying. In our hearts and in our minds, sometimes we do get discouraged. Do you know what true faith is? Consistency. True faith is not quitting. True faith is staying with where your heart is set. It's not to say we won't get discouraged. It's not to say that there won't be times of feeling mad, like, is it ever going to happen? What's going to truly take place here? Do you not believe when this woman came to Jesus and he said not a word? Don't you think maybe in her heart that was discouraging? Don't you think maybe in her heart that felt like, well, he ain't gonna have nothing to do with me. He's not gonna hear my cry. He's not gonna hear my prayer. But in that woman's heart, you truly get to thinking about it, ain't the same way it is with those objects, for those boys you love, for their parents that you love. There's no words to quit praying for them. This woman realized, and her faith was strong in Jesus Christ. She truly believed that he could heal her daughter, that he could take care of what she was bringing before him. And she didn't quit. She kept going. That's what faith is. I told you the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence of things not seen. Have you ever truly got evidence of something before you got it? Have you ever truly had that evidence in your life of something before you ever seen it take place? And in the 11th chapter over there, those people in that day, all the way from Noah down through to Rahab the harlot and every other one that's covered in that chapter, they all believed in something they didn't even have yet. They trusted in something that they was just truly, their whole substance was built around the hope that they were going to get. And they had an evidence in their life of that. What is the evidence? Did Rahab come out of her house on the wall? Did Noah halfway finish the ark? Did Abraham just almost walk up that hill with Isaac his son and raise the knife to take his life? No! Everyone you read about in that chapter has evidence in their life because they proceeded forward even when the times got hard. Why? Because God had instilled down in them a trust that he'd do what he said. That's the church today, Conley. That's where we need to be today is the church. We ain't giving up, Earlene. We're going to keep praying for Dean Ball until he draws his last breath. Amen. We're going to keep better praying for Lisa's husband, Mike, until he draws his last breath. Amen. We're going to keep praying for Mike Brown until he draws his last breath. Amen.
We're going to keep praying for Corbin. We're going to keep praying for father-in-laws. We're going to keep praying. Why, preacher? Because I believe in the one I'm praying to. You know what that's called? Faith. What if it's for the Lord? When Jesus answered her not a word, and them disciples started saying, cast her away, get rid of her. What if she'd just quit, Jay? That daughter of hers wouldn't have got to help, would she? If a church just quits today and gives up, our people ain't going to get what they need. They need us, Trevor. I thought about as I was reading this. Here's, let's go over in Matthew and read it. I thought about that. I thought about that. That little woman that come down there and washed his feet with the tears, with her tears. She brought that alabaster box in there. She brought them fine ointments in there. She anointed him with them things. I thought about her faith. The Lord is recorded there about great was her faith. And everybody around there sitting there looking at her and saying, if he knew what she was, if he just knew what kind of woman was down there at his feet, he knew exactly. He knew that woman had some faith, didn't he?
Yes.
She didn't care what they thought. She'd been forgiven much. He offered that saying unto Simon, I believe it was, there where he's talking. He said, one had been forgiven little and one had been forgiven much. Which one's going to love the most? The one that's been forgiven the most. They all sat around there and they put themselves on the same level as God. That little woman got through to him. That little woman got through to him. Even she got right down there in tears. He said, I come in. He said, you ain't done nothing for me up till now. He said, she ain't ceased to wash my feet with her tears, Daniel, and wipe them with the hairs of her head. Great is thy faith. You know what he wants to see out of his church? Great faith. That's why he recorded the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We come in here. I thought about, like I say, all these scriptures have been on my heart. And I thought about over in Ecclesiastes about making vows unto the Lord and not backing up on our vows. And he teaches over there in that not to say something with your mouth without remembering who you're making that vow to. I'm wording it kind of my own way over and reading over there in Ecclesiastes. Better be careful what you vow. Realize the one we're vowing it to. He's able. Yes. You know what he's expecting out of us? He may not answer in a day. He may not, Daniel, answer in 10 days, 100 days, 365 days. He may not answer in 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years. Keep remembering the God you're praying to. I've got so many examples, and Jens has heard half of them because I'm proud of what God's done through faith. You saw my papa get saved and wasn't there when my nanny got saved, but all them years in between when I prayed. Others prayed. See them things come to pass. There's been some objects in my life. It's been 20 years. It's been 30 years. You want to know something? Don't give up. He answered her not a word. He wants to see sometimes just how much we trust God. So you're saying, preacher, that the Lord will tempt us? No, but he will prove you. According to the scriptures, he'll prove you. says over in one place where he asked his disciples, he said, what have we got to eat here? And the multitude was out there needing something to eat. The Bible said he didn't ask him because he was wondering about how much they had. He asked him, he was wanting to prove that man to see if he believed what he could do. He said, if you read that, he already knows what he's getting ready to do. He's getting ready to feed the multitude for just a little bit. But he asked that disciple, proving him. You may not answer, Trevor. You may not see that brother and sister right now. You may not see that mom and daddy right now. You may not see that grandparent. You keep a trusting. You keep a believing. Now you may not see that buddy at school that you've been praying for in the next week or the next 2 weeks, the next year. But you keep a-trusting. You read on in that right there. He told her. He said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And everything that she heard, nothing shook her, did it? She stayed right there. She wasn't caring if she got the meat. She just wanted crumbs. She wasn't caring if it was just a whole big slab of coming off the table. She just wanted to crumb off his table. Ain't that faith? That just blows these old health and wealth preachers out of the pulpit, don't it? Up there preaching, if you serve God, if you love God, He'll build you, bank Him. I had a man the other day, and I love him to death. I was talking about stuff, and I was telling him how I was trying to take my stuff and get it a little bit more consolidated and not take on so much old big stuff on my work. And he said, well, have you got plenty to do? I said, I've got enough. I said, it's keeping me going, and I said, I'm happy right now. And he said, son, because I'm loaded down with work. He said, ain't God good? He said, this blessing is working like crazy, and I'm making money. God ain't all about you working and making money. I'm sorry. I'll just tell you that. He ain't all about that. He wants somebody that loves him just as much when the work runs out and the bank account's gone. I've been there. I'd say we've all faced some hard times, struggles in our life. And you know who was still there the whole time? My God. I thought about it on the way to church tonight. God on the mountain is still God in the valley, probably. The times when I thought I was riding the highest, He was God. The times when I hit the bottom and didn't know how I was going to feed my youngest, guess what? He's still God. God ain't just good when my work's rolling. All I'm worried about is getting the crumb. If you just keep giving me a crumb, I'm happy. That's what this guy said. She believed all it would take for her child to be rid of that was ailing her was for him just to speak one word, just to give her one bit of his attention. Same way with the woman with the issue of blood. When she touched him, Matt, he felt the virtue leave him. And they were strong in him. They were people. Well, I've thought about that so many times. I've preached it here. I know I have. All them people, Daniel, was crowded around him. They said, Lord, you're thronged on every side. How do you say, who touched me? There's one woman there. Just want the crumb. She just want to get out hold of the hem. Just let me touch the hem. Why, she wasn't wanting to grab him or lean around the head. She wasn't wanting to grab him around the shoulders, around the waist, or anything. She just wanted to touch the hem. She knew that all it took was a little. And what made her touch any different than another woman? She believed. She had faith. If I can just touch him. This little woman here, whose daughter, Jay, was sick. And grievously sick. If I can just get a crumb's worth of your virtue. You know what? It's her faith in believing it. That's all it took was a small amount. And God would do great things with it. Church, that's all we've got to do is keep believing Him. He said, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. We can't quit believing, Daniel. We can't quit trusting, amen. How many years and how many times has it been worried? Who's going to come on? Who's going to continue? Who's going to follow in these paths? Look at this world, how it's going all to pieces. As a young man stood and read, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait. In His word do I hope. Do you hear that? When you don't come when you first ask Him. When you're begging Him for that object, Aiden, and He says not a word. You don't feel, you don't hear, you don't feel nothing right at that moment. Just like that little woman on behalf of her daughter. He said not a word. They say in this 130th Psalm that Aiden read to us, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and His word do I hope. We're serving a God who can't lie. We're serving a God that hears every cry that goes from His children. Sometimes we may not feel like He does. Sometimes. And sometimes, Cheryl, we're thinking, well, it ain't just a big old piece of meat. He just threw me off His table. Sometimes we just get in a crumb. That's all it takes. Sometimes you just touch the garment, Aiden. That's all it takes. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for the Lord there is, for with the Lord there is mercy. With Him, and with Him is plenteous redemption, and He shall redeem Israel from her iniquities. I've preached before the difference of the two men that was on the cross. One said, if thou be the Christ. One said, when thou enterest into thy kingdom, remember me. You know what faith will do? It'll say when. It'll say shall. You know what unbelief will do? It'll say if and maybe. Ain't no if, my God. He can. In all things are possible with Him. What is the key to getting all things? He said, delight thyself in the Lord, and He gives you the desires of your heart. If your total delight is in the Lord, then it's in the will of God. What is His will? Listen, His will is that not any should perish, but that all will come to repent. He's not willing, the Bible said, that any should perish. That's in His will. And if your delight's in the Lord, that's where your desire is. That's where our heart is. It's to see our people saved. And our faith, if we put it totally in Him. What did that?
Right back to that 11th chapter of Hebrews. What did He say He was? A rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And He shall redeem Israel from all their iniquities. Back up to the 7th. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption.
You give up on God, you lay it down, that's not trusting God.
You back up and get mad at the preacher and at the church and quit going, that's not trusting God.
That's not faith. You stay in there when it didn't feel like He heard you. You stay in there when He didn't say a word. You stay true to your faith.
I know I'm going back to the 11th chapter a whole lot there of Hebrews. But you go through every name in that. And you show me where they didn't hit a rough patch before God delivered.
Every one of them did. According to the way it overlooked right there, Rahab shouldn't have been delivered out of Jericho. It was just hurting her family. The only ones made out of the place. Why?
Our faith. Increase their faith.
If you grow in faith, you got to believe. Even when it feels like that you shouldn't, keep trusting your God. You keep standing firm on Him. The Lord's been growing my faith. I'll just be honest with you. A lot. I've seen so many things in the past few years where God's delivered over top of the devil fighting. I want to sit back, Daniel. I want to get discouraged. I've had people quit being my friends because they said I was too strict. I've had people that didn't want to be around because they said I wasn't strict enough. You ain't never going to win with people. You ain't never going to win with people. And I ain't in it to win with people. I'm in it to serve God. And I'm in it to keep trusting Him. And I can go back and I've got enough evidence of where faith has got me in my life to stay with this book and to stay with where God's put me.
Amen.
That little woman, He said, great is thy faith.
Told that little woman over at His feet, on down there in the 50th verse of the 7th chapter of Luke, He said, and He said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. That's where her trust was. It wasn't in man. It wasn't in what they was thinking about her sitting around that table. It was in God. She was down there at His feet washing. He told this woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt.
She diligently sought Him. You do something diligently, you're going to stay at it until you get there, ain't you?
I can stand in this pulpit and I can say, pray for this one, pray for that one, pray for this one, pray for that one. Ain't got no words, Jay.
When I stand in this pulpit and I say, pray for Billy Justice. Pray for Dean Ball. Pray for Mike. I got something to
not where I'm at.
When it don't feel like he's heard, and you see Jose turn and walk out of this church, dude, knowing that he needs God, knowing he's lost, man, and you see that, and the first thing you feel like is, maybe it'll never happen. Maybe it'll never happen. Don't forget who you're calling on. Don't forget the God we serve. He's able. Didn't feel like that little woman got hurt. He didn't say a word to her. But you know what? She didn't quit coming. She didn't quit worshiping, did she? No, you'll find her still bothering him, worshiping him. Lord, I just want a crumb. This old dog just wants a crumb. He gave her what she wanted. He just wanted to see her faith and her faithfulness. I've got some things that I'm hoping for. I've got evidence of things I ain't seen. It ain't been every object I've ever prayed for that's went the way that it did when I prayed for my grandparents. Young Christian hadn't even been saved, I don't even know, a few months maybe. The first burden, Linda, and you just heard me tell this, and I'll tell it until I die. First burden that God ever laid on my life to where I couldn't sleep, Jay. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep because I was worried about me going to hell. After I got saved, those nights I've not been able to sleep because I've been worried about somebody else going to hell. I had peace in knowing where I was going, but I couldn't ever find peace in knowing where they was going. One night, late in the night, I laid there, awake, couldn't sleep. All I could see was chalking one knee lines going to hell. My grandparents lived a rough life, drank drugs. A lot of things. A lot of the things I wouldn't even dare want to even talk to you about. That night all I could see was two people I loved going to hell. And I'd pray. It didn't feel like. He answered me a word. This young Christian didn't know no difference. But to keep praying because my faith was stronger than at that time. It's a strong faith because he'd saved me when I called on him. And I thought, Lord, there's nothing impossible with you. I truly believe my faith was as strong right after I got saved as it's ever been in my life. My God, there wasn't nothing he couldn't do, Emma. I still believe that. There's been times when I've went through low places, Cheryl, but you know what he's done? He's restored my faith the further I went with him. That night laying there, I just felt like he didn't hear me, and he answered not a word. And I just kept praying. And I went in there to put him on Daddy's bed. I said, wake up. What's the matter? I went in there and I woke my sister. Wake up. What's the matter? We gotta pray. What about? What are we praying? I said, me and Papa's going to hell. I said, we gotta pray. We got down, I still remember, in that little old bedroom. I get down to the foot of that bed. I wasn't no scholar or living. I didn't know how to make some big prayer. Like you hear some people pray in an altar, and I mean, it'll just sound like it. They just somebody just wrote it out. It sounds so beautiful. Well, I can't do that. Still can't. That night, all I've done is got down and said, save them. Lord, please save them. God save me. God save Papa. It wasn't no big elaborate thou art. Oh, Lord God Almighty. It wasn't this big old elaborate loud prayer that sounded like somebody wrote it out. It's just God save them. They're lost. They're going to hell. God, they need you. Do for them, just like you were praying for this man up here that day you was in the altar with him, our Trevor. Lord, let him have what I got. Lord, let him feel what I feel. I'll never forget your prayer for that young man right there. Hey, that'll ring in my soul for all the ages. Lord, let him have what I got. And he comes scholar's prayer. That's a
sinner saved by grace.
That's all I'm ever praying that night down at the foot of my mom and daddy's bed. You know what I got that night? A little crumb. That night I got a little crumb. That night my faith got strengthened. Ain't I just like you? From that time as a 12-year-old boy, I prayed in that prayer, God come down, and I could feel His peace. And God said, I've heard your prayer, son. You'll see that take place. He let me know that. He didn't have to let me know that. It comes through their faith. They had to believe. They had to make that walk. God didn't have to let me know that they would one day. But He did. Jake come down just like He did when you got saved, and He showed me. One day you'll see that boy get saved. It ain't been every prayer I've ever prayed that God answered it and let me know and give me peace and said you'll see it happen. But He gave me just a little crumb a few times along the way. And all them years down into my 30s, and all them times of begging any papa to go to church, and I'd show up and go get them early, I would just ain't feeling up good this morning. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go on without us. I didn't make up some excuse. I'd show up to get them, and they'd go on, and, oh, we forgot you to come. We forgot. And I'd go to church and just bawl my eyes out because I know to be dying is going to hell. But everything I always hid, so I'd go right back. Lord, you told me. You let me know I'd see it one day. Then one day on my way home from work, got rained out, filthy, nasty, just soaking wet, muddy and dirty, and God said, stop by and see him for just a minute. I said, I've got to get under the house. We got Bible school going on, and I just need to get home, get cleaned up. I'm nasty. Stop by. He just kept a telling me. You know what? I could have just went on to the house. I could have given up because I could have started saying, ah, he didn't hear me. He didn't answer a word. I could have just went on because he'd been from 12 years old up into my mid-30s. Get up on the gate with it for just a little while. If you've heard this, then you know all about it. If you ain't, just listen close. I walked in, kidded around with my nanny papa like I always did. I sat down over on the couch. My nanny had emphysema. She's sitting over her oxygen on. She looked up at me, called me. She said, I need you to pray for me. I said, I pray for you every day, man. She said, son, you don't understand what I'm asking you. She said, I need you to pray for me. She said, I'm dying and I'm going to hell. She said, Dana. She said, I don't know if you'll hear me. She said, I've tried to pray all day. And she said, I don't think he's going to answer. Just like this little woman right here. She didn't feel like he answered her a word. I got down over her beside and I went talking to her. Son, you don't know what all your nanny's done. She said, you don't know how I've treated him. You don't know how I've done in my life. And I said, Nanny, it don't matter. I went to tell her about that thief, them thieves on the cross, how they was deserving. And I said, one of them called on him and one of them didn't. And I said, the one that called got saved. I went to tell her about a man named Paul. Now he persecuted the church, stood by and consented unto the death of God's men and women. And I said, one day the Lord brought him down on the road to Damascus. I said, saved his soul. And I said, he went on to preach the gospel. She said, son, I just don't know. But you know what? He'd already let me have my little crown. I knew. I got over a man. She's sitting in a recliner and leaned over on the arm of it, probably. I ain't trying to get emotions going. I'm just trying to praise God this morning for what faith will do in your life if you keep believing. He didn't have to let me be there, but he let me. And you know what? If I hadn't minded God, what would have happened that day? Or she leaned over the bottom of that chair, ain't you? Directly I went to praying, and I was done. I didn't have no more to say. Man, I leaned up over her like this. I just put my arm around her. And I loved her up just like it right there. And so this minute she went praying. She said, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for the ways I've done you. Son, that hadn't already got out of my mouth. I can already feel the Lord. Son, just directly there, she went to going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hey, I looked her in the eyes. I said, Nanny, everything all right? She said, honey, the Lord just saved my soul. Praise God Almighty. You need some great faith to get through to my God. The devil's been sitting there saying he ain't hearing a word of that. He ain't answering you. But you know what she done? She kept praying. In just a second, I even she looked over. She wondered if my papa was sitting over on the couch across from her. She said, now we got to be praying for that one. First thing she did, she got saved, going to start praying for somebody else. Ain't that a good sign of it, ain't it? I'm just trying to encourage you a little bit tonight. I went on to Bible school and I bragged all about what God did for her that night. I got a call when I got out. Emily took her to the hospital. Olivia, I went up to see her the next day, walked in there in that room. They had her hooked up. You said my nanny would have been cussed you a blue streak. You had all them things pumped into her. I walked in. She had a big smile on her face. Me and my cousin Scotty Gale said, I said, hey, Nanny, how are you? She looked at me. She said, I don't know if it's the drugs that they had her on for her pain or whatever. Or just her mind was gone at that point. She said, honey, I don't know who you are. I said, I'm Nanny, your grandson. Scotty said, he said, Nanny, it's me, Scotty. She said, well, young'un, she said, I don't know you, she said, but I love you. I said, Nanny, I said, I've got to know something. Whole time we'd been trying to convince her who we was. She never did grab a hold of it. I said, Nanny, I just got to ask you one thing. I said, if you die right now, where are you going? She said, you didn't even hesitate. Honey, I'm going to heaven. She said, the Lord saved my soul. She'd already forgot me from one day to the next. She had forgot him. Been about 23, 24, I guess, something years, whatever it is now. Jake had just been born. He wasn't very old, just hadn't started saying a few words. As I got ready to go out the door, she told me, she said, I wish I knew who you was, she said, but I always remember I love you. And as I walked out that door, for whatever reason, if the Lord just let her have her mind for just a second, our natural mind, she looked at me and she said, hey, I turned around and she said, you tell that little boy of yours, I love him. She hadn't remembered us the whole time. I went home and I told her, I said, Nanny said, she loves you. Back a few years ago, up in my 40s, Charlie Rangins has heard me tell it. Come from that pew right back there and walked up here at 86 years old and sat down in this chair right here. Or one of these chairs. I don't know, they might have got swapped around by now, but that don't matter. He sat down in his chair right here and he said, I can't get over, son. Big tears in his eyes. I said, that's all right. We pulled up a chair right there. He asked the Lord to save him. I'd seen him make a walk to an altar before. And God up and couldn't tell me he was saved. Couldn't tell nobody he was saved. He just kept looking there going, I'll be all right. This time he looked me right into my eyeballs. And he said, he saved me. Back going on, he won't get baptized and join this church. I say it not for any great thing on my part. Do you know what a privilege it was to get baptized that man? Me and Mike Ball. I got the picture sitting there at the house. Somebody took it. I can't remember if it's Kim Cox or somebody took that picture and gave it to me. And when he could come, Earlene, and some of you could testify, but he'd sit right back there. I've never said a word to her. He'd sit back there sometimes after the message and he'd say, I appreciate the preaching. I'm thankful for the word. The last time me and that man spoke was over at hospice so far, and I walked out of his room.
And I said, "Me and you don't say goodbye, do we, buddy?"
He said, "I'll see you again, son." It's the last words he ever said.
I said all that not to get emotional on you. That's just a few stories, a few tales I could tell you. I got more. I could go around Matt to each one of you in here that's been saved for any length of time. And you've got some stories. Those times when it seemed like God, he didn't answer your word. But you kept your faith. And you stayed true. And you seen God bring to pass those things. Don't give up on your faith. Keep praying for that little niece. Keep praying for them youngins and grand youngins and mamas. Keep praying. Don't you give up. Don't forget the God you're praying to. Even though sometimes it may not seem like He answered a word, you just keep worshiping. You keep trusting Him. He will recognize your faith. It's impossible to please Him without faith. Aiden, you take him back to this very night when he goes to trying to jump on you, old devil. And you remember just how God linked the Word of God that you stood up in His service with the message. All you other youngins, you remember those times when God gave you something right along. And you know what makes that take place? Faith. Believing. When you get down to pray and ask God for a scripture, ask Him for something to open up with. Ask Him for a lesson. Only when you get to pray and open in songs. When we come in here early, we've got a song on our heart. Hold to God's unchanging hand. He ain't changed. It still takes faith. It took faith through the Old Testament. It took faith through the New Testament. And it takes faith today. I'm telling you, the things that takes place in God's house ain't by chance. It's by faith. You let up on your faith, He'll never get you promises. You stay with your faith, and you'll see some things take place in your life. Might be the next week. Might be the next year. Maybe 20, 30 years down the road. Don't quit trusting Him. You stick with it. Anybody comes to you preaching any other doctrine than that, don't have nothing to do with it. My God's angel. I appreciate you tonight. I love you.